Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy. I want to begin by reviewing polling with you. Going back 3 weeks, Ohio OH Predictive Analysis had you down 9. Then Fox said you were down 8. Then Trafalgar said you were down 4. Then Emerson said you were down 2. Then Emerson, then Trafalgar said you were down 2. In other words, statistically tied. And then yesterday, this OH Predictive Insights comes in and says you're down double digit. There's a broken poll here. I think you're tied, Blake, because I always add 5. What do you think?
We're tied. We're tied, Hugh. Maybe I'm down 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, but the race is narrowed. That OHP poll is garbage. It's also 2 weeks old. You know, and you got to wonder, why is a pollster dropping a poll that's 2 weeks old unless they're trying to push a narrative? So I don't believe it for a second, and my internal numbers are consistent with the tightening trend that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and all across the country, the crushing burden of inflation and the Fed's action yesterday is continuing to weigh down on people like Mark Kelly. But in Arizona, I imagine immigration, I just read Adam Latsalt's ad on crisis. I imagine you're hitting the same message that this is a crisis.
That's right. It absolutely is a crisis. And, you know, in Arizona, we bear the brunt of these twin crises that the Democrats have caused. Of course, we get hit hard by the border crisis, being a border state, the unchecked illegal immigration. It's an understatement. It's a problem. I think it's ruining our state. It's ruining our country. But this economic crisis, the inflation crisis that the Biden administration has caused, also hits us the hardest, actually. I mean, in Phoenix, I think Phoenix is suffering from the greatest inflation in the country. The highest inflation rate at 13%. I know everybody's feeling the pain. Greater Metro Phoenix, more than anybody nationwide. It's crazy.
Why is that? Because groceries have to truck so far? I mean, it's always about the fuel, and it's always about the cost of getting goods to places. I have no idea why Arizona would be higher than the rest of the country, but I believe it.
I think that's part of it. You know, it was also a pretty good deal before. The coasts were already very expensive. Phoenix was a good deal. Everything's just skyrocketed. Housing is skyrocketing in Arizona. It's kind of the perfect storm.
The yesterday, housing was flat and sales fell and interest rates went up. So the housing boom is probably coming to an end. That's going to take its toll on Arizona as well, won't it, Blake?
That's right. Yeah, we're finally starting to see things cool off. And, you know, unfortunately, I think this economy gets a lot worse before it gets better. That's why it's so imperative that we clean up in November, that we get the right Republicans in place, undoing some of this damage that the Biden administration, that Mark Kelly, my opponent, have done to us. It's going to be tough, but, like, we have to start right now. Otherwise, this gets a lot worse.
Well, talk to me about the debates. Last time I talked, Mark Kelly had not agreed to any. Are any debates forthcoming?
Yes, we got him to agree to one on October 6th. He rejected all the others. He rejected a CNN debate that might have been hosted by Jake Tapper. So that shows you how scared they are of debating. But we did get him booked for one debate, which I'm looking forward to. His record is indefensible. So I'm looking forward to him trying to defend it on stage.
October 6th, who is asking the questions? Because if I were asking the questions, I'd start and end with inflation. And in between, I'd talk about inflation.
That's right. Well, it's hosted by PBS, cross-hosted by the Arizona Clean Elections Commission. So I expect it to be, you know, somewhat left of center, but also fair-minded. I'm treating it like an away game. I think the media wants me to lose. They want Mark Kelly to win. But, Hugh, I'm going to put him on the ropes. I think it's going to be a spectacle. I invite all your listeners to tune in on October 6th.
When does early balloting begin in Arizona, Blake Masters?
October 12th.
Okay, so at least it's coming in. John Fetterman is trying to get Dr. Oz out of the game without debating because he can't debate, but at least yours was coming before that. Talk to me a little bit about your ground game. I've got Ronna McDaniel coming up a little bit later. Is the RNC there? Is the Blake Masters team everywhere?
Blake Masters team is everywhere. The RNC is there. We're door-knocking. The NRSC, the Senatorial Committee, has a fantastic Hispanic outreach program called Vamos. And we're going and hitting doors. You know, this is way more effective than TV advertising when you can actually chat with a voter live, hand them a piece of literature. I love door knocking myself, and it's a lot of fun. So we are acting like the underdogs, even though I think we're tied. We're going to run through the tape. Mark Kelly, by contrast, is running a pretty lazy campaign. They have so much money that they just think they can carpet bomb the airwaves, and that's good enough. We've yet to hear about a moderate Republican getting their door knocked by a Mark Kelly staffer. I think they have it in the bag. and they're going to be sorely disappointed.
This reminds me of 2014, Ed Gillespie versus Mark Warner, the Democrat in Virginia. Ed Gillespie lost by about a third of a point because nobody put any money into his race. And Republicans were kicking themselves afterwards because it's rare that an environment is this bad for one political party. But I actually don't think I've ever seen a worse environment since 1980 for Democrats, Blake Masters.
I agree with you. And, you know, I mean, that's heartbreaking for the country. I hate seeing what's happening with this crazy illegal immigration, this crazy money printing that causes all this inflation. But, you know, we can't do anything about it until we get in power. And that's why November is so important. It's why I still think we're going to have a red wave. I think we'll end up with 53 Senate seats. As long as we don't get complacent, act like the underdogs, and sprint through the tape.
I agree with that assessment. Let me finish by talking about education. Doug Ducey signed the most important education reform bill in my lifetime by making the money follow the student. I believe it is on the ballot, which will get the teachers' unions out in force. What does that do to the election? What are you saying about that initiative?
Well, you know, we have to combat the left's false narrative. I think they call their horrible ballot proposition "Save Our Schools." You know, surely, Hugh, you want to save the schools, don't you? Well, no, they just want to, you know, indoctrinate kids. They want to lock your kid in the local public school monopoly. They're going to try to undo Governor Ducey's historic achievement. We're not going to let them, though. Arizona loves school choice. 2/3 of parents love school choice. I actually think it'd be like 90%. If you then explain to people exactly what school choice is, this radical idea that maybe, just maybe, Hugh, parents should be in charge of their kids' education instead of politicians and bureaucrats. Arizona has been a pioneer in school choice. Arizona loves school choice. I actually think it's good for us that that's on the ballot because it's going to motivate all those mama bears and concerned fathers to get out and vote for school choice.
You also have good congressional candidates. I'm very optimistic about the ticket from one. I mean, everybody on the ticket is very, very strong, Blake. Are you campaigning with Governor Ducey and Carrie Lake?
Absolutely. Yep. And it's the United Front. United Front in Arizona.
Carrie Lake is definitely ahead. I think you're at least tied, but I also believe it's the Warner race against Gillespie in 2014. You will not get an accurate read out of this from the polls. How is the money?
I'm working hard. I'm fundraising. We're raising those hard dollars. Of course, I'm following the same news headlines you are. Who's going to come in with air cover on the soft money side and fund Arizona? I can't control that. All I can do is make this race tight and competitive. We've done that. It's investable. And I think the dam is going to break. This race is too important and too winnable for people to sit on the sidelines. So I think we're going to have all the resources we need to send Mark Kelly packing in November.
BlakeMasters.com if you want to help out with that. Blake, good to talk to you. Please keep coming back between now and November.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.